This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Well, we had the All-Star weekend, and maybe there was a little more juice to it than years past. Did that make you want to watch it? Also, Jamal Murray kind of struggled in the three-point competition. Big weekend for the local college basketball scene. The Bears have won six in a row. The Rams got some revenge on the Cowboys. And it turns out their head coach is a listener. Cowboys coach. Yeah. We'll talk about it. Whole show starts now. After the 11 o'clock hour. Good Monday morning, Northern Colorado. Michael, how are you, man? Did you have a good Valentine's Day weekend? Did you? I kind of forgot that it was Valentine's Day, to be honest. My wife and I do flowers and stuff, but it's not a big holiday for me. Just never really cared about it.
Yeah, I don't have anyone in my life.
Oh, golly, man. So, that is a sad way to start the show. I'm sorry. Do you want a hug? Do you want to hug it out?
No, I fear I may be getting sick.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not good. That's not good.
I'm hoping not, but I woke up feeling not.
That's not good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. All-Star Weekend, I watched for about 30 seconds. I had it on in the background. You know, it was such a beautiful weekend. Kid and I were out playing outside pretty much all weekend. So it's just not going to be one of those things that I prioritize. Did it add a little extra juice with the whole world versus the USA? And then you had the team stars, team stripes, and then the world team, and team stars won. Okay, I don't. It didn't do anything for me. It still doesn't mean anything. I don't care. Adam Silver's been talking, though, about tanking more, has some interesting ideas, and I'll get to that coming up. But, Michael, more importantly, I binge-watched the first four episodes. What is it called, the new Game of Thrones spinoff?
A Knight of the Kingdoms or Knight of the Seven Kingdoms or something?
I like it. It's short. They're not very long episodes.
They're not
nearly as dramatic as Game of Thrones, which I loved Game of Thrones. But I think I was ready for not a lot of the drama and a person dying every 5 seconds and all the nudity and stuff. There was a little bit in this one, but not.
Yeah, they're showing a lot of man parts.
A lot of man parts.
Look, I'm fine with not having nudity. I just don't want to see any man part.
But they didn't really overdo that, I feel like, maybe. They had the old man at the beginning in the first episode, and that was odd. But it's a good show. It's not as, like, edge of my seat as Game of Thrones was, but it's funny. Anybody out there watch that one? Because I didn't watch The Rising of the Dragon or whatever, House of the Dragon. Yeah, I didn't. We didn't have HBO. So for some reason, we just have HBO now. I don't know if we're getting like a trial period. They're probably going to screw me on this because they'll wait until the final episode of the show. But I've been recording them, and I binge-watched the first four or whatever, and I enjoyed it. Did not record last night, so a little worried. Didn't see the epic episode last night.
And I forgot about it last night.
It's a good show.
I had a birthday party to go to.
Oh, so you did have a good Valentine's Day weekend. That's what I did.
I went to a birthday party for my nephew and my niece.
Both of them?
Yeah, yeah. We celebrate January and February birthdays
together.
You know, together.
Oh, so you don't actually do the whole like day of birthday thing?
No, we have a lot of birthdays, so we'll like group them together.
Save, yeah, that's a good idea. It's not a bad, especially when they're close together. But yeah, that show was so I actually found myself more interested in watching fantasy Game of Thrones spinoff than really getting into the All-Star game. Now, it was there was a lot more juice on social media. You had the Kevin Durant stuff. Luka even fired back on Durant saying the All-Star game was bad when I started, when my first year. So I don't know why he's singling myself and Nikola Jokic out on that. But yeah, it piqued my interest a little bit, but not enough to ultimately watch it because I don't care. It doesn't do anything. The only way All-Star games make sense, Major League Baseball had it right, where the winner of the All-Star game, whichever side of the division or conference or whatever, gets to host. They get the home field advantage. And some people didn't like that, but I don't know if I necessarily loved it. I'm just telling you that the only way to make an All-Star game good is to have something on the line. That's why we watch sports. You know, that's why the midseason cup or whatever the hell it is makes zero sense to me. And I don't care if they, but Brady, the guys on the bench, I don't care if they make more money. It doesn't do anything for me as a fan.
Maybe fans could make money.
Okay.
Well, like, you know, hey, just 12 make it, fans will make $5,000 if your team wins.
Also, the Colorado State Rams beat Wyoming 79-68. They went on a monster run late in the game. So they avenged the loss earlier. And it turns out Coach Sundance Wicks, head coach of the Wyoming Cowboys, listens to Rams Weekly. Show that
it's a hard-working
I do.
Dude.
The show that I do with Kevin Lytle. He didn't like the fact that we mentioned mainly Kevin. It's his fault. He's the bad guy. That we mentioned that you're probably not going to see Caden Bennett go off from the three-point line again. Like, he's not an amazing three-point shooter. And he was 3 of 7. He had 13 points in the game against Colorado State over the weekend. And apparently Sundance Wicks, you know, wasn't crazy about that. And he listened to the podcast. He listened to Rams Weekly when it came out. So, Michael, they're all over the place, man. They're everywhere. The Hooligans are now Division I head coaches. And I love Sundance, so I appreciate him listening.
Are you taking credit for Sundance being a Division I coach?
No, I played no part in that.
Well, I agree. I mean, he's a hardworking dude. He got that job on his own. Burns the candle both ends.
Are you going somewhere?
Sundance Wicks.
That's really bad. Faith, it was actually the best. The All-Star game has been in a very long time. Effort was actually there, and I enjoyed the concept. The finals game, the Young Bucks ran away with it, but overall, it was watchable. Yeah, let me know if you guys watched the All-Star game. It's just, I don't know if, I think that ship has sailed, Mike. I don't think I'll ever be interested in an All-Star game again. Whether the NFL, because the NFL ain't going back. They'll never do full contact football. It's too many guys are hurt and they don't want to get hurt and you can't really pull back in football. I mean, you can a little bit, but they really don't want you to play hard defensively. So they'll never go back. It's always going to be flag football. And it's just a fun opportunity for players to get out and run around in gym shorts with flags on their hips. We'll never go back. Major League Baseball, All-Star Game, Hockey. There's nothing there for me. Tell me what happens if Team A wins. Pride? Now, the whole world thing, yeah, it added some juice, but they're all from different, they're not like the same country. So the whole, when we talk about why in hockey do they care so much? Because they're doing it for their country. You got a French guy, you got a Canadian, you got a Serbian. I mean, it doesn't, It was better, the previews going into it, the promos going into it, plus you get a little trash talk. Jamal Murray, I think, added to some of that by saying he was going to play hard. Wimby added to that, saying he was going to play hard. But I just, it's never going to be something that's on my radar. Because nothing, are we going to assess it? Are we going to sit back and assess the game? Well, you know, too many turnovers for Joe. Who cares? I want to see the Nuggets get back here this week when they resume on Thursday and pedal to the metal. That's what I care about. They had fun. Good for them. And I was seeing all the funny videos, and Joker and Luka were going at it. And it's whatever, man. It's just not for me. And I don't think it ever will be.
Do they play the same amount of not defense in the All-Star game that they don't play during the regular season?
I don't know why you're married to that. Because, like, you keep doing that, and I know you don't watch the NBA. Like, I don't. When's the last NBA game you watched?
I think it was 1980, yeah, so when they did play.
You know,
defense.
You're very uneducated when you say this. Like, when you say it out loud, people in the audience hear you, and they roll their eyes, and they disrespect you.
It's because, you know, they practice all in their shooting, and they don't practice playing defense.
They do practice playing defense. Shooters are just amazing in the NBA.
Because that's all they practice.
Are you really going there? You think that David Adelman, when they go to practice, they don't actually scrimmage and play each other. They don't work on defensive assignments and terminology. You think that they just go in and shoot the basketball. Man, you're just so bad on this take. It's so disrespectful. Like, you have no idea. It's very disrespectful. You just say that the NBA teams, for practice, they just go shoot. It's just a shoot around. That's impossible. And you can't
also practice passing.
You can't really believe that, can you? Like, if we ever get David Adelman on, if we ever get him on the show, I want you to ask him, or I want you to tell him that you think his practices are just shoot-arounds. Man, he would light you up. He'd probably never be on the show again if we ever got him on.
He'd have to come in person, because I want to see his face.
Like, Mike, they play. I've been to Nuggets practices before. Like, they go at each other. And it's not just a shoot around. Yes, players individually shoot. And yes, there are sessions during a practice where it's just shooting. But these guys put in the work, and that's why. They make shots with hands in their face. College basketball, they don't do that. I watch enough of both to understand. Are there times in the NBA where a guy just doesn't care? Yeah, there are players like that. Carmelo Anthony put way more energy into playing offense than he did defense. But when you summarize it and say collectively they don't play defense, you're just so way off. You're so off. And I keep challenging you. I keep saying, watch an NBA game. And you're too busy putting together your Star Trek Lego. You're too busy doing that. And then yet you come in here with your chest puffed out. They don't play defense in the NBA. You don't watch. You don't watch. Fair to say. So can we finally put this one to rest? Can we stop this one? Like, this is my least favorite thing. Big Hub says, thoughts on the dunk contest. I didn't watch. I didn't watch the dunk contest. I saw Blake Griffin jump over a car. What more can you do? I mean, you can't do it. You can't do anything better. It's just guys dunking a basketball. I've seen it for years. Unless they did something. Did they do anything that blew you away, Big Hub? Because I just didn't watch.
There's only the best dunk ever was Jordan's dunk.
Blake jumping over the car was pretty cool.
I mean, that's cool, but, like, Jordan's dunk is the best because of, like, no matter what they do today, like, Jordan did that first, and it's on a poster, and it will always be there.
Yeah. But I've been there, done that. Big Hub says it was so bad it just looked like in-game dunks. You have to be creative when you're in a dunk contest. And, I mean, who was it that put a cupcake on the base of the rim and lit a candle on the top, dunked it, blew it out? That's the only way you have to get jumping over people is kind of cool. But I've seen it all before. Yes, it's fascinating. It's breathtaking. And I certainly respect guys that can high fly like that. But I've seen it all, man. 3-point contest, same thing.
They need to have like dunk contests for fans to see if like out of shape fans can get on that little jumping thing and dunk it. Now that is a contest I want to see because I want to see how bad fans are. I would tune in for that.
No, I probably wouldn't tune in for that either.
Mascot dunking. That's cool.
I mean, it's fine. I've seen all the stuff. I've seen Rocky dunk the basketball. I don't need to see it anymore.
I like watching halftime when the kids play against the mascot in football.
Yeah.
Rocky's not a monster. Rocky, you know, he'll play a little bit and, you know, pretend to be cheap and stuff. He's not the Indianapolis Colts mascot. That guy's just a terrorist. Mean to the kids.
I'm so confused.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, that was very confusing to my brain. Faye says the dunk contest was lame as it's been in years. You just can't. What more can you do? You can't get. You already got a guy jumping over a car. You can't get any more creative than that. We've ran
can
out
you
of
dunk
ideas.
Two?
Huh?
How about two balls?
That would be entertaining for you.
Well, I'm just trying trying to help him out.
Mm-mm. I'm over it, and it's fine that they do it. I'm not advocating for them to not do their All-Star Weekend, and then I get people that say, "Well, I'd watch the skills competitions." I grew up watching that stuff. I grew up watching, you know, quarterbacks throw at moving targets, and it was fun when you were little. And then the older I got, I'm like, does this game mean anything in the race to the playoffs? It doesn't. And the skills competition doesn't. I don't need to see it. I mean, I see enough crazy stuff. I don't need to watch any all-star festivities.
How about quarterbacks throwing at exploding targets?
No.
Like if you get it right in the center, it explodes.
I mean, go watch one of those game shows where they do silly stuff, if that's what you're into. I just want to watch a game that has meaning. That's it. Will this win better your standings in the playoff race, or will this loss? I can't stress it enough. That time of my life is just gone. I'm never going to. And it kind of sucks because I used to get excited for the Pro Bowl. You know, when you'd see the guys in their uniforms, but they'd all have different helmets. They'd have their team's helmet. There was something cool about that in the late 90s. But I don't know if free agency or. You see it enough, and it just kind of gets old. So, no, there is no best. There's no answer. There's no right answer when I ask the question, what's the best All-Star game? Because none of them are good. They might be good games, but they don't mean anything. So, sorry, kind of on my soapbox here, but I Big Hub asking, should they get rid of the dunk contest? When I say this and I bitch and I moan, I don't really advocate for them to get rid of their stuff. If they make money off of it and they get advertisers to advertise during these games and during these skills competitions, then they're going to keep doing it. That's fine. But I just have no interest anymore. Adam Silver is really talking about the tanking thing. And this is good. He's finally putting his brain to something that we do care about. Instead of talking about the in-season tournament, instead of talking about expansion, which it sounds like they will be adding teams, and you will be getting your Seattle team back, it sounds like, anyway. But for the longest time, every time Adam Silver would talk, it was about the tournament, it was about the All-Star game, it was about expansion overseas. None of those things impact the game that we watch. Tanking does. And I've said it a million times. Tanking in basketball is way harder to take than it is in football because you don't have to deal with it for as long. So Adam Silver is trying to fix it. He's coming up with different ideas, maybe taking away draft picks, basically saying if you tank, you won't get the picks. But then you have to really confirm that they are, in fact, tanking. My solution is pretty simple, Mike. The first team out gets the number one pick. The last team gets number two. Because you still want the bad teams to, like, they have to have some kind of chance. And if they, year after year, if you're just rewarding the first teams out, then they're only going to get better. But Adam Silver has some interesting ideas, so we're going to get into it. But then he, of course, went on and talked about expansion and that kind of thing. There's just a lot of time and energy wasted on stuff that doesn't matter. So we'll talk about that. The UNC Bears, Mike, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six in a row. They beat Portland State, the best team in the Big Sky. They beat them. They had control of that game kind of throughout. The Bears are the hottest team in the Big Sky Conference. No question.
Can they get seven?
Yeah. Listen, man, I've been telling you for all season that this team was too good to be 1-7 in the Big Sky. They are now 7-7. Well out of the bottom four spot. In fact, I think they're fifth right now. And there's a realistic chance they could move all the way up to third place in the conference standings. I don't know if they'll catch Montana State. They play Northern Arizona on Thursday, then Eastern Washington on Saturday. And wait, that's not Saturday, is it? Their schedule's kind of weird the rest of the way. Yeah, so Saturday, they don't play Thursday. They play Saturday against Northern Arizona. And then next Thursday, Eastern Washington, Saturday the 28th at Idaho, and then they finish up their season on Monday, March 2nd, against Montana. 26 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. Your thoughts on the All-Star Weekend, the local college scene. Also, we'll get to Adam Silver's ideas. And a big-time wide receiver just got released. How interested should the Denver Broncos be in said player? We'll get to that coming up. Stick with us here on this Monday, February 16th. It's The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
You're the 81 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Interior Sprinkler Systems presents The Brock Wisney Show on KFKA.
You were moving, man. You were sprinting down that hall. Look at him go.
Look at
the dedication. Brock, we got the Brock Wisney Show going here. Brock, my man, always good to catch up with you. Six in a row for these Bears. Can we get his mic on, Michael? I know you were late. Sorry. I don't want to bug you. I know we were requesting your presence. You were down the hall getting a Mountain Dew, but thank you.
I thought I had 30 extra seconds.
Yeah, I know. Brock, how you doing, man?
I'm good. It was a good weekend and, you know, getting some rest. Only one game this week, Saturday, and, you know, we're on a roll right now.
You know, I predicted you guys would win five in a row.
You did.
And then we see where it goes. Yeah. I stopped at the Portland State.
You should have said six.
Well, and it wasn't that I predicted you guys would lose that win it. Yeah. It was just, I said, this team's going to go on a tear.
Yeah.
They're going to win five in a row, and they're going to set up an epic battle against Portland State.
Yeah.
And then you guys went ahead. Portland State, only one before you, one loss in the conference.
Yeah.
And you found a way to get it done, 77-65.
Yeah, you know, they're a good team, and going into that, though, I think we all fully believe that we'd win that game, and, you know, I think that right now, the way that we're playing, just playing tough and playing hard and gritty and together, and I think that, you know, I like our chances against anyone.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you guys have a player-only meeting after after the Northern Arizona loss.
Yeah.
And you haven't lost since.
You know, I like I said, it's not fully attributed to that, but obviously, you mentioned like bonding. We're just having more fun together, and whether it's locker room presence of just joking around, or even on the court just having fun, whether it's throwing alley oops to ring or guys getting big defensive stops, I think we're just enjoying the process more, which I think is a big change for us.
I mean, what? So has there been just like one thing that's clicked, or is it simply to say? You have this sense of togetherness where you guys all come together. You throw everything out there. You're honest with each other. What clicked, man?
Yeah, you know, it's not something that you can specifically pin down. I think that it's kind of just like the feeling of a team or the culture. I would say that, like I said, just the energy's right. Guys are going out there and doing their job. We're not trying to do too much. I think a really big piece of it is our depth. Guys, either off the bench, whether it's Arik coming in and having big stints or Egan's having big stints on defense, and guys like Ring and Ibu are playing incredible right now during this time, and even Vince. So I think guys are just fully buying into the team and kind of blocking out that outside noise. And I think that we needed those losses to grow as a team, and I think that we can see how it's worked out well.
Let's go back to the Sac State game. Yeah. You guys win that one 95-79. You couldn't just go ahead and get to 30 there, Brock? I mean, 29? Come on, man.
I don't want to get 30. It's funny. You do
that against Texas Tech.
Yeah. So this guy that I've known for a while is my youth group leader in high school. My sophomore year, I got like 4 19-point games, and he's like, man, are you just going to get 20? And it's kind of the same here. I'm like, nah, I never want 30. I won't get it this year.
You had 29 points, 11 boards, 5 assists in that game.
Yeah, it was a lot of easy shots. You look at Quinn Denker, 16 assists.
Yeah.
I think he just kept finding me on those rolls. It was some easy looks.
There's a chemistry there.
Yeah.
Between, I mean, you guys, there was a chemistry early in the season, but it really seems like that two-man game with you guys has really picked up.
Yeah, we're growing. Like you said, over the season, we've learned how each other play and where each other are going to be, and just, you know, I think we have that trust right now, and I trust he gets downhill, and then he trusts passing the ball to me that I'm going to finish it.
It's so fun to see, and I feel a little cocky about this because I kept saying, I was like, this 1-7. No, I don't. They're not that. This is too good of a team to be 1-7. I fully expect you guys to do it all.
Yeah.
And so when I kept saying that, I think it was like. It was the game right after Northern Arizona. I said, okay, if you don't win that game, then I got to quit saying
it.
But you beat Idaho, and then the rest is history, at least the last 7 games.
Yeah, it's all whole, the whole show
I
here.
Think so. Yeah.
I think that was the full
reason.
Is
that what it was? Yes. Like, man, he keeps saying we're too good of a team.
We can't disappoint him anymore.
We can't let him down. Yeah. I mean, sure, that was how you started the players only.
Yes, meeting. Yes, it was. And obviously, you predicted the near future, as you should. And just gives more credit to you.
Well, next time you guys have one of those meetings, I'll be happy to just jump in. You know,
maybe we'll invite you a Zoom meeting. And
just like full on.
You'll be there.
I'll be there in person.
Yeah.
36 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. We got the Brock Wisney show here. The Bears are red hot. They went from 1-7 in the conference to 7-7, and they are climbing the Big Sky standings with 4 games remaining before that Big Sky tournament. We'll finish up with Brock coming up next, but first, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Little Jack Black there for you.
Yeah, Brock, I like Jack Black.
Little Jack Black covering Britney Spears. This is a good one. The Brock Wisney Show continues here, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. Question coming in here from the Weld County Swami.
Huh.
Have they had any follow-up meetings as a group? Did it turn into a regular thing? People want to know about this meeting, man.
We haven't had any follow-up player meetings. We do technically meet every week at a Bible study, so it's kind of the same thing.
And okay.
We'll just talk about it. It's not specifically basketball. We'll get to it sometimes. And I guess that we talk about our sport and that, whether it's, you know, how sport relates to faith. And that could be a player meeting in itself.
Sure.
No specific ones.
Well, and as soon as you got in here, I was like, dude, you guys are undefeated since you had that player.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know, said, we're not taking credit for that.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. Like, I'm not saying, oh, well, the coaches obviously weren't doing their job. But there is a sense of when you have one of those meetings, if you have the right leadership in place, there's a sense of togetherness where maybe guys don't play as, maybe they're not as nervous because they got it out in the open.
Yeah.
What's going through their brain when they're out on the court and being able to have those conversations, sometimes maybe you just built more confidence with each other.
Yeah, I think guys are playing more free. Obviously not worried about, like I mentioned, the outside stuff. And obviously, you know, it comes down to the guys wanting to win and believing in ourselves. It's hard to believe in yourself when you're 1-7. Like, are we really not that good? But it comes down to the guys believing in ourselves, and really the coaches too. They did the best job I've ever seen it. You know, you're 1-7. A lot of time coaches will be like, okay, this is just our team. Maybe it's not our year. We're not good. But throughout the entire thing, you know, Smiley, he kept backing us, and he kept saying he believes in this team, and he kept confident. Same with all the other coaches. They kept their head and stayed present. And I think that speaks testaments to the kind of coaching staff we have.
Brock, when I was saying those things, like, this is too good of a team to be 1-7, was there a sense of, man, we are letting a really special team, season, roster go to waste if we can't get this thing figured out?
Well, that's what hurt so bad was, you know, we were coming off of, you know, a career non-con 10-3, big CU win, and we're like, man, like, what happened? Like, this was supposed to be, you know, the time where we just go ahead and just run through the conference, and it didn't work out that way. But, you know, the way that I look at it is we needed this adversity to grow. I think that now we are a much better team than we were in non-conference. I think that we got a little complacent, so this was something that we needed. I think that, you know, God put it on our plate for a reason. Going into the Big Sky tournament, and I think that, you know, everything happens as it should.
Well, it will be interesting to see kind of how you guys handle that too, because it does. If you roll through, sometimes the tournament, you know, when you get adversity, that can be difficult to overcome.
Yeah.
You guys have certainly had.
We've had adversity.
Bunch of that this
We've
year,
had adversity, man. 1-7 is quite some adversity, just being able to keep pushing through. It's, you know, and it relates to the game. If we're down like 10 or 15, you know, in the Big Sky tournament, if we have a bad shooting night, how are we going to respond? And I think that we've hit that valley low, and we realized that, like, we, as long as we just keep pushing, it's going to be good.
All right, Brock, let's do some game balls.
Oh, yeah. Questionable
State.
Game balls here, huh?
Well, you're not going to...
I feel like you might as well just ride it without me.
Well,
you know?
I mean, you're not going to give yourself 29 points
and
11 rebounds.
No, I'm not talking about that. Even with having a decent game, that one still goes to Quinn. He has
16 assists.
16 assists and then 7 rebounds. He was 3 rebounds away from a triple-double with 16 assists and 22 points. So, I mean, even so, that's his. In the next game, just write down Quinn Danker again. You know,
I think he's going to win this whole thing.
Yeah, you think?
I think he's
running away with it here.
I was going to do the tally, but it's just...
there's just not really going to be a need. You might as well tally it up just... At the end,
we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He was out for a while. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You know, it's interesting. Like, Big Sky Player of the Year, right? It's coming up.
Yeah.
And if we finish strong, you know, I think that you have to look there. Obviously, they want to give it to Terry Miller. Portland State's been having a great year. But at the same time, Quinn Danker, he's coming up.
Well, and we talked a little bit about this with Smiley. Like, the record does matter when it comes down to this.
It does.
But now with you guys being right in the middle of the pack, it might increase those chances of a guy like Quinn Danker getting Big Sky Player of the Year.
Well, like, we've looked at it from the past years. Dalton, he could have had it. Not a great, good enough record. The next year, Saint, we're number 2. You definitely could have given it to Saint Thomas. The next year, last year, you got Langston and Zay. I mean, we're number 1. We didn't get it then. He went to Darling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, looking at it, Quinn is just, he's been consistent. He's been putting up huge numbers. He's the most important piece, so I think that, you know, you got to look there. You got to look there for it.
When is the last one you guys had?
Gosh, maybe like Jordan Davis? I bet Jordan Davis got it.
2000. Look at you. Look at your history here. Jordan Davis, 2018.
Devin Bitzel, the next
season.
One, probably.
Wow. You know, looking at like Damian Lillard on that.
Damian Lillard,
it's cool
to
see that.
It is cool.
But yeah, Jordan Davis and then Devin Bitzel.
Yeah.
Like those were the last ones.
Some real guys, yeah.
Yeah, and I felt like you guys have been robbed a lot the last few years.
You know, you can't look too deeply into that stuff. It's it happens as it will, and we don't really have any say in it, do we? So
no, I guess not. But you know, you've been like a sneaky player,
yeah,
on this side. You're probably not going to get it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean,
no,
let's be honest.
No,
you're probably not going to get
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not. I'm not worried about that at all.
You never worry about that. But I did write you in.
Thank you.
I did. I should have wrote Quinn Danker. Why did I not advise you? Or
exactly.
Why did I not get advice from you?
You should have asked, probably.
But I put the Bears to win the regular season, and I put Brock Wisney down to
Thank
win.
You.
And maybe that was because I knew we were doing the show.
If you asked me, I would have said Quinn Danker if you asked me.
I know, but... Yeah.
You should have listened. No, but...
You would have said... No,
I wrote
I don't,
Quinn Danker.
You don't get a vote. Nobody would ever give you a vote.
He voted. He voted Quinn Danker.
Yeah, I voted. The piece of paper is in my office.
We give him a little Microsoft Word document that he thinks is actually going out to people, but he just writes in it random
just
stuff.
Keep him happy.
Yeah, and he thinks that it's important. But no, I knew we were going to be doing the show, and I know what players do after the show. The greatness is off the charts of what happens after they
it's all the show. That's what it is.
The fame, and I think it just doesn't go to your head if you don't let it go to your head. I do think that that's a part of it.
Maybe it is. No.
All right, the Brock Wisney show. We'll wrap up on the other side. Are you watching any Olympics, man? You
get that stuff? Yeah, it's really. I keep it rolling on my TV whether I'm doing homework or something.
What do you if there were anybody that you would partner up with to do the luge?
Ooh,
who would that be?
The luge. That's a scary one.
Maybe
put me and Egan in there, and that thing will fly. It's a lot of weight, man.
That's a scary.
That thing will fly off the track,
dude. I would hate to be the guy that's on the bottom of that. That is a scary thing.
I can't really watch. It's nerve-wracking. It's hard to watch.
No luge for us. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. It's the Brock Wisney Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For nuggets, games, and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
/11:54 Welcome back into the Brock Wisney Show. That just blew my mind. You said your dad introduced you to the movie Labyrinth with David Bowie.
Yeah, that was quite an experience. We watched that with my family. He goes through these moments where he's like, okay, guys, we're just going to watch what I want to watch.
And he's taking you back to the 80s.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Pants were too tight, perhaps. You could see a lot more than you bargained for with Mr. Bowie.
It was quite fun to watch, I would say.
You go, never ending story. Ask your dad about that.
I will. If
he's seen that.
I will.
That's a good one.
I'm sure my mom will bring this up to him once she listens to it.
Do you guys do like a lot of regular, try to get together and do movie nights? And
stuff? When I'm home, absolutely. Yeah, it's hard because not everyone's there all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we got senior night this weekend and two of my siblings can't even make it. So, I mean... But yeah, we like to meet, and I think movie nights are one of our go-tos, I would say.
What is your favorite movie of all time?
Oh my gosh. Interstellar is really good.
I don't think I've seen that.
Christopher Nolan, it's with Matthew McConaughey.
Hans Zimmer did the original score.
Hans Zimmer, the music's good. It's good.
The music's good. Thank you.
Zimmer.
We don't need the nerd talk.
It's good.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, everything
Stop
Hans Zimmer touches
score.
Is gold.
Yeah. Stop
my brother
score.
Plays it on the piano, actually.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I like your brother.
So you got all these great athletes, and you play. What instrument do you play, bro?
None.
No?
I try some piano, but he's
You can play the piano.
Yeah. But if my little brother's better than me at it, I technically don't play the
You
piano.
Just go away from it. You're like, you know what? I'm not winning this battle, so I'm just going to stop.
If I can't beat him, I don't approach it. Yeah.
But no, you're not really interested in the musical side as much as your brother?
I would love to be in the future. I just haven't picked up anything, now. Maybe like some ukulele. I like to sing. I like to sing.
Do you really?
Singing, yeah.
What kind of music do you sing?
Everything. I'm not great at it, but I like to sing. You know, I go who is it? I'm forgetting.
Like, what style?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow. Seriously.
Go some deep voice. I like country, some, I like Garth Brooks.
I'm not good. Are you
going
to sing for us at some point?
No, absolutely not.
No? Zero chance?
No, I won't probably.
Come on.
But
If you guys go dancing.
If we go dancing, I'll sing for you.
If you go to March Madness.
If we go dancing, I'll sing and you pick the song too, sure. Yeah.
Well, we got to do Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Yeah. What is it? Friends in Low Places?
Yeah, I could.
That's what you'll sing.
I will.
Sure. We've already got this done.
Sure.
You will. Okay, yeah. So when the Bears go dancing, Brock Wisney is
It won't be good. It won't be good. I enjoy singing.
That way we give you some time to think about it, though. You know,
I'll sing it. I'll sing it.
Do you
if
get
we go
nervous to sing?
Sure. It's more like a time and place type of thing, you know, whether it's in the shower or, like, you know, in the car. I love singing
in the
car.
Well, we can have Michael run some water in here or something to make it maybe feel more comfortable.
Yeah. I think that's what you do when you need to pee or something.
Brock, always appreciate it, man. The Bears are red hot. We'll look forward to you guys getting back in action this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, man. The Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. The whole show, top stories of the day, coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.